This article is called Contributors, Not Inheritors, the Catechism Through the Lens of Asian Contexts and Cultures. It's written by Karis Golden, a writer and member of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Like many parts of the world, Asia first saw the establishment of Christianity through the efforts of missionaries. But not everyone realizes that Asian Christianity dates back to first century India, said J. Paul Raja Shakar, the Lutheran D. Reed Professor of Systematic Theology at United Lutheran Seminary in Philadelphia. Hundreds of years before Lutherans ventured into North America, he explained, Lutheran missionaries traveled to Asia, translated resources into native languages, established churches, and ordained pastors. Raja Shakar has worked to ensure that this history is acknowledged in the broader Lutheran identity. In addition to chairing the Asian Lutheran International Conference, he edited the new book Luther's Small Catechism, An Exposition of the Christian Faith in Asian Contexts and Cultures. The project, he said, began at the session leading up to the 500th anniversary of the Reformation in 2017. We envision an explication of Christian faith in Asian contexts and cultures with the structure similar to that of Martin Luther's Small Catechism, he said. Most of the Luther resources are written from a European perspective. There aren't many from the contextual standpoint of other ethnic communities. The attendees at that Lutheran International Conference collaborated on a variety of resources in the past, such as Abundant Harvest, Stories of Asian Lutherans. For this latest project, however, Raja Shakar was careful to explain the intention of a catechism from Asian perspectives. Asia is a large continent with diverse populations, literature, cultures, government systems, communities, and languages, he said. Asia is a geographical area and an idea and concept because Asian people are found in all parts of the world. They have profound experiences of religious pluralism and political histories in their contexts. Thus, he said, an Asian catechism would need to honor those varied perspectives, if not attempt to document each one. The book includes explanations of the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, and Baptism and Communion. Each section begins with Luther's words, followed by an Asian contextual commentary and discussion questions. Pongsak Limthong Viratan, a contributor to the edition, said the book can be used by people of Asian descent, as well as anyone who wants a broader understanding of Luther's teaching. This catechism is a testimony that God is bigger than European Lutheranism, he said. In this way, it benefits the entire church, because it's a bridge to people in other contexts. There is no bridge in Luther's writings. His writing is a wall because the audience was isolated to 16th century Europeans. The book also serves as a bridge between differing religious and cultural traditions. ELCA Program Director for Asian and Pacific Islander Ministries Limthong Griveratan said, an Asian setting allows us to talk about specifically Asian issues and ideas, to see our experience in Luther's teachings, he said. When we talk about Asian culture, it's never in the context of significant contributions to what we as Lutherans believe. Raja Shakar agrees, saying the new take on the Lutheran Catechism highlights Asian influences on Lutheran identity. As this catechism is written from a non-European perspective, its applicability is much broader. It raises, he said, such questions that are not normally touched in a Western catechism. Among these issues, he said, are poverty and political oppression and exploitation. Raja Shakar highlights the book's commentary on the Sixth Commandment, You shall not commit adultery. In this section, human sexuality is contextualized in historical, biblical, and contemporary terms. Luther wrote his explanation to his 16th century audience, and it was revolutionary in its time. As we are reading this explanation in our 21st century context, we must amend it to understand it in our times. He believes this is of value to anyone who wants to understand the totality of the Christian faith. We're not merely inheritors of a tradition from the 16th century Saxon Europe, Raja Shekhar said. We are contributors who must enrich the broader church with stories and experiences that appropriately interpret the faith.